I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For the past three decades, Afghanistan has known little but violence. There was the war against the Soviet Union. Then there were clashes between moderates and Islamic fundamentalists. The Taliban regime ruled with brutality in the late 1990s, and international forces are battling insurgents as we speak. It's easy to understand why the Afghan people are a long way from reconciliation. It's easier still when one considers that some of the perpetrators of the violence are now in power. The World's Quill Lawrence reports from Kabul.
Afghanistan's Independent Human Rights Commission, along with the United Nations, are taking a theatrical production around the country this summer. It's a one-man show featuring an actor wrapped in bandages with electrical wires hanging off his arms. The stage is decked out with guns and barbed wire, and the man is haunted by the voices of the dead. The idea is to start a dialogue in Afghanistan about the atrocities committed through the 80s and 90s. After this performance in the city of Herat, members of the audience had a lot to say. Most felt they cannot put these war crimes behind them. Their main grievance is that the same warlords responsible for the massacres and brutality of the past are still walking free. Many of them are in the Afghan parliament. Last year, Parliament tried to pass an amnesty bill for crimes committed during the civil war. So far, President Karzai has not signed the bill into law, but it hasn't been withdrawn either.
We call it immunity bill.
Seema Simar is head of Afghan's Human Rights Commission.
Some of the people who committed crimes in the past, and they continue to do it today. So it just promotes the culture of impunity.
Unpunished, says Simar, these warlords will go on stealing, raping, and killing, just as they did during the wars. And that's destroying lives, like the daughter of Saeed Nurullah Jafari. Jafari has an adopted daughter, his only child. He says she was always at the top of her sixth grade class. She was helpful and an excellent seamstress as well, until early this year. This past winter, a charity was distributing flour in Jafari's hometown of Saripul in northwest Afghanistan. His daughter, then 13, went to stand in line. But two men tricked her into following them to get a voucher for the food. Jafari says the two men beat her and raped her. Local policemen rescued the girl and arrested the men. The problem is that one of the accused rapists, identified by several witnesses, is the son of Saripul's resident warlord, Painda Muhammad Khan. Painda is also Saripul's member of parliament.
This Painda is one of those MPs against whom there are many, many, many claims.
Afghanistan's Attorney General, Abdul-Jabbar Sabit, says Painda is among the 22 members of parliament he has criminal cases against. Sabit says that every single day his office opens for public claims, one or two people accuse members of the Afghan parliament.
People come to me and one said, for example, his father was killed by a Painda. Another one said that two daughters and his wife was kidnapped by people who actually were linked with Painda.
But even without an amnesty law, no Afghan MP can be arrested without a vote by the parliament. And so far, no such votes have been taken. Sabit says the warlords are still too powerful for anyone in the government to force them to report to a trial. The attorney general can't, and apparently neither can the president. President Karzai was criticized for not ordering the arrest of a warlord who nearly killed a man with a broken bottle earlier this year. Men like Painda don't seem worried. Reached by phone in the north of Afghanistan, Painda himself denied all the accusations against him and his son. And he said he was willing to follow the law, but Parliament hasn't voted that he should report to the Attorney General. Meanwhile, Jafari's daughter, now 14, stays at home most of the time. We don't let her go to the market anymore, says Jafari, after we caught her buying rat poison, which might be for suicide. He says his daughter suffers from attacks of anxiety so severe they seem like seizures. After 6 months, there's been no justice, says Jafari. If I had the money for a plane or a car, I would leave this country, because there is no justice. For The World, This is Quil Lawrence in Kabul, Afghanistan.